step it through.
Each step taken by the dancers inside this rehearsal room is a victory.
Back, front.
A blow against a disease that has caused their bodies and their minds to betray them.
And away.
My husband died in 2010, and I had become aware of some symptoms at that point.
Marlene Blakeney recalls the moment she noticed changes in herself.
Looking back,
keep the focus up.
My first indicator was that I couldn't use a mouse with my right hand anymore.
She says a few months later, her right leg wouldn't move like her left.
And I thought maybe I'd had a stroke when I finally went to...
And bring it in.
My primary physician, and she sent me to a neurologist that ran all kinds of tests, did an MRI, and diagnosed me.
The diagnosis? Parkinson's disease.
And then take it back the other way.
Not one to feel sorry for herself, Marlene dove headfirst into treatment.
13, 14, 15.
She was looking for another tool to fight the disease and learned dance can help ease some of the symptoms.
It's like saying, I'm taking control. You know, I'm taking back this control from the Parkinson's.
The class, which meets twice a week, also gives Marlene a chance to interact with other Parkinson's patients, like Ed Cayoli. For Ed, being back in a dance setting is bittersweet.
I love dance and ballet in particular because my wife and I were dancers. She was 60 years old and I was this 24-year-old. And it's part of us of a junior ballet in Southern California called the San Gabriel Civic Ballet. And she was one of the young ladies that was in the corps. And they asked her to be, asked the two of us to partner each other.
They've been married for nearly 50 years. Then about 6 years ago.
I woke up one morning in spring morning, and I felt a trembling in my left arm. And I said to myself, I think I have Parkinson's.
Down.
It took some time to get the diagnosis, but Ed sadly was correct. He was one of the 60,000 people diagnosed with Parkinson's each year. Ed's taken it hard. He says he feels let down by his body and struggles at times to accept what the future may hold.
I don't feel I'm in control. That's for sure. I know I can't do what I used to do, but I have a passion for it, and I'd rather do it this way as a dancer and a singer than, because those are my two passions. So I'm using those to fight off or manage this disease. And I have to admit, it's a disease.
We're going to do a white.
Debbie Braganza is a former ballerina who teaches the class.
They've got to keep moving. That is one very, very important aspect of Parkinson's that they're finding out. It's just as important as the medication to keep moving.
And in, out. And in.
After a warm-up, Braganza launches into fairly complex routines that include dance exercises like arm movement and footwork.
Five.
Some of it's done while seated.
Breathing out.
Others at the bar.
We're going to brush front and back.
All of it is to improve flexibility and strength. One of the biggest issues with Parkinson's is a loss of body control.
Dance class is great because it's not like a gym class where you're just working one muscle at a time. Dance takes you in all different directions and moves a lot of different muscles, which they need to move as many as possible.
The routines also work their minds.
And reach again.
Parkinson's is caused by the death of brain cells that produce dopamine.
Start with the weight.
Dopamine is a chemical that carries messages between neurons. Oh. As the disease progresses, there's a struggle with memory loss and comprehension.
What I see is their brains are working like mad. They're processing. They understand everything that I'm asking them to do. So they've got a lot going on because most of them have not taken a formal dance class. Their average age is 70. And here they are, they find themselves in a dance class. They're learning ballet terminology, which is in French. You know, I mean, it's throwing them into a completely different environment.
Braganza's very proud of her students and hopeful.
And switch.
She takes their victories and setbacks personally.
It's meaningful to me because my father had Parkinson's for over 20 years. So I'm very familiar with Parkinson's.
About a year ago, her father passed away. Watching her students has helped her with her grief.
The reward that I see every day is these people coming through class. What we achieve in the room is, to me, almost icing on the cake.
And it's a reciprocal relationship.
Two step two.
The students see this left as the one good place where they can forget right they have Parkinson's.
Bring it in.
And let go.
Two, three, four,
I would just say, if you have Parkinson's, I want you to stand up, put one foot in front of the other, and move forward.
Turn,
And I still believe that.
Take a bow.
You just have to keep going and not quit.
And good job today.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Shauna Fisher in Phoenix, Arizona.